presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality.
Outrageous! Banded together from remote galaxies.
You're listening to episode 140 of the Let's Go Comic Show, part of the Let's Go Podcast Network, pop culture without the pop, where we talk about comics, comic movies, comic TV shows, everything in the world of comics, and then we rate them. My name is Justin.
And I'm Matt.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing okay, man. Hanging in there. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic today. It's a good day. It's a great day. Many great things. Many of the great things are happening or on the horizon. So I'm ready. I'm ready for some good stuff, but here's the thing, dude. If we have good stuff, how do you rate the good stuff or the bad stuff?
Or the bad stuff. All over the place, man. We have the Let's Go rating system, which the best rating we give is a gotta go.
Ooh, a gotta go.
Below that is a let's go.
I want that. I still want that.
Yeah, below that it's a go.
It's a possibility. I won't like it.
Yep. And below that is a don't go.
I won't even test you.
Yep. And then trash juice. We try to stay away from that.
Put that in my pants.
Whoa, wow. I do not.
Don't you even learn? That.
No, sir.
Don't you learn? But there's people that are like that. They're like, no, I'll try it. We're telling you, man, it's not good. No, it's going to be fantastic. And then.
Yeah.
And then what happens? We're like, dang it. Wish I would have listened.
Then a couple hours later, you finish Bloodshot and you're just like, well.
Oh, I love that you took that bullet, dude.
That was a Vin Diesel movie. That's what that
I love
was.
That you did it. Oh man. Well, hey, there's a review online. I think Chris didn't. What did Chris review? I'm trying to remember.
I think
Chris
did.
Reviewed it. It's up on the website. So go check out the movies tab on the website.
I should probably read that.
Podcast.com.
So I'm not trashing something that he recommended. But
we're all big boys. We're all big boys.
I told a friend today that I was asking about it. I was like, it kind of felt like a Fast and the Furious movie, but like less fun.
But less fun.
It's that's very similar.
That's on the box art. It's all Matt Ritchie from Let's Go Podcast.
Vin Diesel can't get hurt or die and always pulls off everything he intends to do, which I'm like, okay, is that that's just part of his thing when he's in movies now, I think.
That's basically like the movie Triple X, right? Did you ever see those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I never watched the second one or the
Ice Cube was great, dude.
I didn't watch the Ice Cube one and I didn't watch The Return of Xander Cage. I saw the first one, which I actually enjoyed.
Yeah, I saw the first two. That one was like so about being extreme. Extreme.
So, I'm going to snowboard.
Yeah. It was Chris that watched it and he just gave it a go. He was
okay,
like,
yeah, I can go with that. Like it's fun like enough it's, where it's like, sure, go for it and watch it. Definitely now that it's a rental and not like you have to buy it.
Yeah.
Like sure, go for it. But
I'm waiting for the like, Amazon you could Prime only buy version. It, I'm like, no. It's like $24, $24.99. Like, yo, this ain't Scoop.
I know, right?
Like this isn't happening.
So that's like comics, somewhat related, comics adjacent.
There's they make comics. A comic has been there.
Did you watch Scoob with your kids?
I did not. My kids watched it while me and my wife watched another movie. So
nice.
So yeah, we saw a movie called Alabama.
Just together, family time there, just all.
My wife was not going to sit through Scoob, dude. Like, I was curious. I was like, what's this new version of Scoob? I'm curious. But yeah, no, she was like, we're going to watch a grown up movie. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
so,
that's
kids watch Scoob, though. So, did you watch it?
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I think it's more of like it's a broader like Hanna-Barbera movie more than I thought it was going to be, which was
that's
cool.
What I heard. It was kind of like, oh, it's also the Blue Falcon and Captain Caveman and all those types of things.
Yeah. And so I actually liked that aspect of it.
It's like the Laugh Olympics.
Oh, dude. Yes. I mean, and it was interesting because it was like the design and like the animation style was actually really good. Like it looked really great and had some good jokes and stuff. But yeah, it was fun.
I think obviously my kids will watch it again because that's what they do. Like, oh, we're going to watch this over and over and over. And so I'm curious enough to pay attention the next time it's on. So,
you know what my kids have done that with that actually ended up being a lot better than I expected it to be. Cause I expected it to be horrible.
What's that?
Was Spies in Disguise with Will Smith and Tom Holland.
Oh, really? That just looks so bad to me.
It looked horrible, but it actually ended up being really fun.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was pretty funny. Tom Holland has a great voice for voice acting.
Yeah. Well, he was just in, was it Unbound?
Onward.
Onward? Unbound. Mm-hmm. Bound! Yeah, that was good. Him and Star-Lord.
Yeah. Chris
Pratt. Yeah, also, that was fine.
Also good.
Yeah. All right. So enough about these kiddie flicks, Matt. Enough about these baby films. So have you done anything normal in being, as this is a comic show, have you done anything with comics?
I have. What a leading question.
Ooh, am I leading?
Is it good?
Do I know stuff?
It was a great week. My comic shop that I have my pull list at, a shop called Quest in Redlands.
Bang, bang.
Opened back up for curbside pickup.
Nice.
And so I, obviously no new comics have shipped yet. We're still, this next week,
oh, really?
I think is where we're at. Well, I mean, sorry, as of recording this, I guess a few did. But when I went to pick them up, nothing had really shipped out that was new.
And well, so there wasn't I just anything picked that up, you wanted. Was that, is that
I more picked fair? Up.
Because sure. The DC stuff came, like they've been shipping DC books.
I thought they had just been doing digital, and then this week was when they shipped them. Was it this last week?
No, I thought last week they had, like there was like Jimmy Olsen and Deceased and stuff like that came out.
Oh, okay. I thought that was this week for some reason. Yeah. It's all good. So I stand corrected on that. But either way, I went and just picked up what was on my pull from the beginning of March because I didn't make a chance to get
they're like, you better
make it out there. And then picked up a couple extra for my kids. And it's a weird experience, but it felt good, you know, to just be there at the shop. Like it was weird because I like paid over the phone and like talked to them about the books I wanted, and they put some random Marvel Gamerverse issues in my poll, and I was like, what are those doing there?
There we got to move these dudes.
I know, right, man?
Like for I appreciate even to you or they
I appreciate the hustle. No, they wanted me to buy them. And so I was like, no thanks. But just that like rhythm again, like even though it's different than what it used to be, was awesome to be able to go get some comics and then read some comics, some floppies specifically.
So what'd you do? Did you park and then walk over to the door and then like a drug deal or what? How did it go down? Tell us, because I'm curious.
Yeah, no, I think they probably have options of doing that, but I
options had, for getting narcotics.
No, for like walking up and I mean, who knows, man? Everyone's trying to make a living here. They're just trying to survive. Maybe they are. But they I had multiple kids in the car with me. So they were kind enough. It was actually a listener of the show, friend of Mike, Miguel.
Oh, nice.
Walked him out to me.
Very good.
So, which was super helpful. With a mask, with gloves, all that good stuff.
As a superhero should have.
Indeed.
Should have capes.
Yes. That's the missing piece to the requirement.
That's the PPE part of it. That's cool. I feel like at Spinx, the other shop that we'll frequent, you can just walk in. So.
All right.
It might be different.
Everyone's like, doing it differently.
Counties sure. or something. So. Well, that's cool. So that felt good.
Yeah, man. It was
cool. What books were in there? What books were in there?
So I had Bitterroot 7, Undiscovered Country 5, and Far Sector 5.
Nice. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad to see you out there supporting.
I'm digging it. I think our good Green Lantern friend in that book, Joe/Sojourner, deserves to be higher on a list than what Justin commented on today on Twitter, but it's fine, dude. It's fine.
What? Oh, man. That was funny. I was hoping that you took that in good stride and I wasn't making a dig at you at all. But
oh, no, it was funny.
Yeah.
I just looked at that. Actually, I want to be fair. I don't want to be like some random guy, but I was like, no, like the response to yours was from, I'm trying to look at this on Twitter real quick.
The cover from Cullen Bunn? Was it him?
No,
saying
that
like,
was awesome. But whoever it was that was retweeting us and saying that Guy Gardner is the best in the other list.
Oh, okay. Guy Gardner That cover was cool. I'm just a sucker for Guy Gardner.
At Wolvie 616. Uh-huh. He said it was his definitive list of Green Lanterns. And
it's Guy Gardner.
And I love it. Guy Gardner is fine being up in the top part of the list. That's fine. But
he's top three.
I just thought, like, with how low, like, John Stewart and Hal and Sojourner were, I'm like, dude. I don't completely agree with this.
I think anyone who has Guy Gardner in the number one spot is definitely doing it out of like a joke. It's like,
really?
Yeah, I think so. I think people like,
because you don't.
I'm completely joking. Like, do I think Guy Gardner is the greatest Green Lantern? No, but a Guy Gardner fan will say that.
You are that's a how Guy Gardner fan
because that's how Guy Gardner. Like thinks of himself. He thinks of himself as the greatest Green Lantern, you know, of all time. So it's, I think Guy Gardner fans will like publicly take that position, knowing full and well, like he doesn't surpass like John and Hal. Like they're like the top two, right? And then guys there in the third. Oh, you know, some people are like, oh, Kyle's the best. Whatever. Like whatever, whoever your ring slinger is, that's cool. But
Kyle, I think it's with some bit of discussion, because I actually, what made me really appreciate him and see some more depth in him was Tom King's Omega Men series. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm a Kyle Rayner fan, appreciation. Dude. Yeah. I like Kyle Rayner.
You better be,
you know,
Wally West, homie.
they're pals, but yeah, anyways, we can talk about Green Lantern later. We'll talk about him in July because it'll be 80 years of Green Lantern. Yeah, we'll talk about it in a few months when it comes out.
We'll argue about the best Green Lantern. So,
but right now, we're going to talk about some huge, like this is earth-shaking, earth-rattling news that came out.
It's big.
Yesterday, we were going to record yesterday, but it doesn't matter because this show comes out on Friday anyway. So it doesn't matter to you. We'll just pretend it was yesterday.
As far as you know.
Yeah. So when you know, you kind of saw this telegraphing a little bit, like, you know, there's been some whisperings and things going on, but I can't believe Sony is going to do a jackpot movie.
Dude, right? We're all been waiting for
We've been waiting. I mean, they've been saying Q&A. They're adding.
And it was during a screening of Amazing Spider-Man 2, where they're just giving us more info and background in that universe.
Andrew Garfield just pops up. Hey, he was crying.
He says, I reckon you should show them. Just jackpot. Sorry. You know, everyone's waiting for that.
Just
that joking. And Madam Web.
Yep. All right, those are coming. But yeah. So anyways, we're such jerks. So yesterday, Zack Snyder, well, actually, was it like, what was yesterday? Wednesday? So like Monday, he's like, hey, this is times for us all to get together and rejoice and yada, yada, yada. So join me, you know, Wednesday for a Man of Steel, you know, watch party commentary similar to his BVS one he did in March. And so.
Did you say Watchmen commentary?
Did I say Watchmen?
I think you did.
We'll check the tape, but it wasn't a Watchmen. It was a watch party for Man of Steel. And he did some commentary and revealed some things. And I feel like the Man of Steel, side note, the Man of Steel commentary on that movie is really cool. Like on the disc, like there's this really cool pop-up feature where like the actors will like, hey, I'm Henry Cavill. And, you know,
oh, nice. I lifted
weights and here's what I did. And they'll show it in like a little like window in the bottom. I don't know if it's like that on the digital version, like through iTunes, but like the disc, it was really cool. And you know, it was fun.
Workout regimen he had, it worked. Yeah,
it worked. You know, he's all, I listened to a lot of Soundgarden and didn't know where to share. And that's how I became Superman. So he did this thing. I didn't get to watch all of it. I've seen snippets because I was in the midst of stuff yesterday. So Matt, I'm going to have you
I watched some as well. I kind of had it in the background while I was getting some work done. So I jumped on towards the end of it.
So I want you to jump on, though, the mythical flying Kryptonian beast dragonfly and take us. Take us to a special land. Because that's still the coolest part of that movie is when freaking Jor-El jumps onto that thing. I love all the Krypton stuff on that movie. That movie is, in the beginning, it's so cool.
It's so interesting because I actually started rewatching it last night and tonight, just some little bits here and there. And man, like there's some cool stuff. And then there's some stuff that I'm like, I still really don't like that. But I think what's undeniable and where the watch party and the Q&A kind of took off was when Henry Cavill jumped on.
With a mustache.
With a mustache. He looked like August, whatever his name is from Mission Impossible. The whole reason for the mustache in the first place.
That's so funny that he's like, yeah, I'll come on with the mustache.
Dude, yeah, mustache.
Why didn't he should have just shaved it on there. That'd have been hilarious if he was just shaving it.
A million people just want him to just have a Twitch stream, I'm sure, after that and just watch him play video games. No, but I think what jumped out to me with it, because I can't tell you a bunch of like details because I don't remember all the details of things they talked about other than like, hey, we actually did this in a real like Air Force hangar and had these guys watching us and it was cool. And but I think it was Cavill's stories about like what it meant for him and that at that time in life, like being able to be in that role, what it was like doing the screen tests in the Reeves suit. And just like what that symbol is and how like even in the Reeves suit, which they all kind of clowned a little bit, actually a little bit in the commentary, which is a little bit of a bummer. So I'm like, that's fine. I feel like it basically just looked like a stocking. Like when if you lay it out on the table, it doesn't, it's nothing really fancy. But they said even him walking out of the trailer, even just in that suit, like they're like, yep, like there's something special there. And so I think recognizing stuff like that, because I think even with the way that BVS like kind of panned out with how the story was cut together and how it was marketed and with what got the attention, it wasn't really him. And so he kind of had this one story to kind of get started. And then it felt like more and more with the consecutive films, it got pulled away from kind of that magic that he tapped into for that character, which I do think he did. Like whether you agree with the decisions the character made or different storyline things, like that's fine. But I think most of us can come together and like he's a great Superman. Like he works.
Oh yeah. He'd been wanting to be Superman forever. He was almost Bryan Singer's or not Bryan Singer Superman. He was almost who was the guy who did Charlie's Angels? McGee. I think he was almost McGee's Superman.
Oh yeah.
Or JJ Abrams.
He was developing one of those.
It's a very convoluted story. So if you know the answer and you're right, let us know. But because you can find photos of him in a different Superman suit.
Hmm.
That you know, it was I feel like they put it on DC Universe actually, like this like on the background, they're like, we're unveiling a suit. And I think they said it was not the Christopher Reeve. Nicolas Cage suit, but I don't think it was. I think it was the Superman. It was called Flyby or whatever. Anyways, I think that's the suit he had on. So it was very metallic. But yeah, you can find like a picture of Henry Cavill. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes. But it's a picture of Henry Cavill in a different Superman suit when he was like 26 or whatever. He was a young cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's always wanted to be Superman. I remember there was an interview with, oh gosh, what's freaking Harry's name from Spider-Man?
James Franco.
James Franco was like, I guess, in a movie or something with him, and he's like, man, all that guy wanted, all he talked about was being Superman.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I loved that because it showed how much he loves the character. You know, he loves the character so much. He named his dog Kal-El. You know, like he is a Superman fan. Like he'll like drop issues. Like, oh yeah, I read that story, and so
yeah.
I think that's really cool. And so, which is more heartbreaking when all the other stuff kind of went happened to like, oh dang, he's playing Superman. And he's a stupid looking face. And you know, they edited him weird. And you know, that side hurts, but
so. Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you can find any number of articles recounting any of the interesting tidbits they talked about. But the main thing is they brought fans on, like on the Zoom call, asking questions. It felt really like a lot of the stuff was picked out ahead of time. I'm not going to lie to you. Like as I'm watching it, I was like, this feels like the questions were decided ahead of time. Because I mean, of course, like it gets to the last person. They're like, when are you going to release the Snyder Cut? And it's kind of like they knew the question was coming like before she even said it. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. I mean, even if it was planned or if it was even like a plant of like, hey, you're going to get on, you're going to ask this question. Like, it doesn't matter. It was all it means to get to the announcement. That's all this thing was.
Yeah. Like, oh, I mean, for sure.
As good as is Man of Steel is like, I was like, dude, this was the reason they had it on. Yeah. This is the reason they got
of course, but I still think it's cool to like do something for the fans. Like, hey, let's talk about Man of Steel, right? But totally. Everybody knew. There were so many outlets that are like, oh, I would watch it, wink, 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 because they were already, I mean, Monday, they were already going, hey, there's big news. Like, people, the Snyder Cut's coming. There's been a deal with HBO. Like, all these little things started leaking out. And then, you know, I would watch this thing on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Just so you know.
You might want.
And so he's like, well, I don't have. And so Henry Cavill's like, I reckon you should just show it to him. He's like, well, I don't have like the movie, but I do have this. I wonder if this will work. And then boom, we have this graphic.
Yeah.
It says it's black and white of the Justice League crew. It says Zack Snyder's Justice League 2021 nice. Only on HBO Max.
Which is weird because there's a shirt that was being like put out like a month or two ago that was that exact same like typeface.
Yeah. Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Getting the word out.
Yeah. And that was the first thing. So I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts. We're going to talk about a lot of different aspects of this, I'm sure. But just starting with this image, I'm like, of course it's in black and white because Zack Snyder. I feel like everything kind of has to be a little overly like self-serious. So it's really? Like, no, this is a serious one where black and white. And Zack Snyder's name, the biggest thing is Zack Snyder's name is three times the size of the Justice League. Which I'm like, okay, that just doesn't, I don't, maybe I'm just being like overly weird about it. That just doesn't sit well with me. And like, that bothers me.
Really?
I get it. We're making a big deal that it's Zack Snyder's vision and stuff like that, but it still should be, the focus should be that it's the Justice League.
Yeah. But
now it's like Zack Snyder.
I'll push back a little bit. You still get the giant Justice League logo on top of it. You know, you get JL, but I think you have to, at this point, like FYI, when you're scrolling through HBO Max and you come to Justice League, it's like, oh, I want to watch Justice League. Wait, which one? Oh, shoot. This one says Zack Snyder's Justice League. You know, it's going to differentiate it. If it was smaller, it just looks like some kind of, you know, is this, you know, like, oh, is this an extra, you know, 15 minutes added to it? No, this is going to be a completely different thing. And
yeah, I get the utility of it. Yeah. I'm just saying, just as a concept, I'm like, it should still be about the movie and not about him as much.
I think it is about him. I think this whole thing is about him being able to tell what he had initially wanted to tell. You know, I think that's so I don't necessarily have a problem with that. It's like having, you know, Bram Stoker's, you know, Dracula, or, you know, this is going to be his thumbprint on what this is, you know?
Yeah.
But
I think the funny, like, you sent me a tweet where someone like put the same treatment like over the top of like all the other HBO shows.
Yeah.
For HBO Max, it just says Zack Snyder and it's in Sesame black and white. Street. So I'm like, it's whatever, man. Cause Man of Steel is a good Superman film. It has issues. I didn't love BVS. And anything that I've heard that like was kind of his direction for Justice League, I was like, I'm not super into that. And whether that's true or not, whatever, like that's fine. I'm totally fine with being wrong. And so I'm conflicted on multiple levels because I think it's I don't think Zack Snyder is like a bad guy by any means. And so him being able to get a break, you know what I mean? To like tell his story. I think is good for him. I wonder if I'm going to like it. I mean, there's always that question, right? Like, okay, it's cool that he gets his artistic vision. I'm like, oh boy, I wonder if it's going to push it into better territory or worse territory for me. Cause that was the biggest thing that was wrong with the Justice League that we got in the theaters was it was just kind of somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Like it didn't really commit one way or the other. And so, I mean, this will for sure commit one way or the other.
Yeah, and I'll say this for sure, like, the Justice League movie that came out in the theaters, it was enjoyable, right? Like, we went and watched it, we were like, that was fun. It was better than what everyone said, oh, it's a nightmare, and it's this and that. There are definitely, like, you know, some weird things. Like, Steppenwolf looked terrible.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Superman's face, weird, and in some goofy exchanges amongst everybody towards, you can tell when, you know, everybody was not in the same room. Especially at the end with Batman and Superman, they're not together. You know?
Yeah.
I don't not like you, like stuff like that, super clunky and dumb. But it is what it is. But it just wasn't the one. I think the critique we both had then was like, it just wasn't epic. It wasn't like they're here. The Justice League is together. There's this mm-hmm. epic story. It just didn't have this gravitas that these characters need to have, especially they're all getting together. It just kind of felt a little wonky. So,
yeah. And I think it's hard because there's an aspect of that I wanted them to be at that place. Like I wanted some more of the fun, like even mm-hmm. if it wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be, like there was an aspect where I looked, I looked at my friend like the first time I saw it and that I went with, and I was like, that was a lot of fun. Like I enjoyed that. Like,
well, you saw it with me.
Not perfect. Well, I saw it somewhere. I saw it somewhere else first.
You did?
No, I saw it with Luke first.
Oh, freaking Luke.
And then we went and saw it in like Orange County or something, right?
I think we saw LA or something.
Yeah, LA. That's where we did. But I remember like just thinking it was fun in general because that aspect of it, again, even though there's like a ton of like issues with the film still, there was an aspect of fun and lightheartedness that I was like, oh gosh, I really wanted this, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Cause it just felt like, again, Man of Steel and BVS were just like so like serious and so like over the top in those ways, which that's his vision. That's fine. Like if it's not for me, it's not for me. That's fine. I'm not gonna say it's like unequivocally like bad. And so the idea of him being like his, here's something him and his wife, Debbie said, they talked about during the live stream that I caught. They talked about how these characters were going on the hero's journey and that got cut short, and that it was always their goal for them to finish the hero's journey and to end up as the heroes we know and expect them to be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I find that really hard to believe because the edited version of your movie got them there and it felt really rushed and weird and clunky. Mm-hmm. So I don't see how you, in the way you were doing, were going to get them there any quicker or better. And so do you know what I mean? Like something like that. I'm like, that's a weird statement to me because I'm like, you killed Superman at the end of the second movie and mm-hmm. something that he was sharing with another major character. Like hold on, like how is that going through the hero's journey and we're meeting the other three members or two members of the Justice League?
I 100% agree with that. Like I think killing Superman was the worst decision they made in BVS. Like he didn't need to die for them to go on a hero's journey. Like I think he was kind of stuck on Batman having this reason. Like the only reason they needed to get together was because there's threats. Like, oh, once Batman figured out, like, Superman wasn't a danger, he could have been like, oh, there's good reason for us to Superman could have very well saved Batman's butt, and then you're not gonna kill everybody, all right, cool. Like, like there's definitely some machinations in that film that could have been reworked. So I agree with you right there. But I do remember them talking about this similar thing when they're talking about the hero's journey and like these characters ending up like, as kind of the archetypes that we kind of think about, at the end of the film mm-hmm. or as they were going into, because this was supposed to be a cliffhanger. It was supposed to end at some point with Darkseid like freaking having dominance on Earth again or something like that.
Oh yeah. Like, so does this mean if he's doing his cut of this movie, does that mean we get another one?
Because
his cut would have led into another movie.
I really don't know. And so if you want to, I kind of wanted to talk about a few more things. I want to talk about like what happens. But before we get into what happens, one of the things I wanted to talk about was there's been a lot of conjecture about like who won with this thing being released. There's been a couple of, things being said, like this is only coming out because COVID, which has been refuted because they were, talking about this in November, I guess. Like AT&T was like, hey, because of the whole like anniversary of Justice League that day, everyone was tweeting about it. They got all this support. So finally, some of the peeps over at, HBO and Warner Brothers, AT&T and all that stuff were like, all right, how can we make this happen? Because even though, some of his fan base has been rabid and pretty rude and, There's, and they're on both sides of the coin, but majority, and I've experienced it myself, you know, people,
yeah,
you said, why do you hate the Snyders? I was like, I want to see it. I've been pretty vocal. Like, I want to see it, but I don't think you should act like that. So, but there was a lot of, you know, good stuff that happened as well. But so there's camps that think, A, you're rewarding bad behavior, you know, and then there's camps of like, you know, hey, this is a good win for Zach, but it's also a good win for, like, you know, artists in general. Like, hey, man, let them tell their vision, you know, especially for a studio that says they're director driven. Well, then you guys interfered, you know? And so, like, what comes of that? Does it encourage more bad behavior, or does it open the doors for artists to be like, hey, you know what? Like, we don't want another, you know, Justice League, you know, monstrosity to happen. You know, does it let David Ayer add his cut? You know, is that a bad thing, or is that a good thing, or you know, does it make Star Wars fans go re-edit the, you know, the Rise of Skywalker? Like, it, there's a lot of that type of stuff going on. So what do you think, man? What are your thoughts?
Here's what I've been thinking about the last couple of days. Like, well, I mean, yesterday and today, I guess.
Yeah.
Is I feel like in all of this, even over the last few years with all of the release of Snyder Cut stuff happening, like in the push on social media, there's like this stance, I think, that's expected that you either are for something or you're against something, and there's no middle ground.
Yeah.
Is how I would say most people I see treat it. Not everybody. Of course, there's exceptions to it. I think you and I are exceptions to it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if I don't agree with the Snyder Cut people and how they're treating people, that also doesn't mean that I'm with the other people that are like trashing Zack Snyder and the people that want to see his vision either.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, whenever I run into things like that, maybe it's just how I'm wired. Like, I refuse to take either of those stances, 'cause I feel like that's not fully honest. Yeah. And I don't think it's like really helpful in the long run. And so where I fall is kind of yes to all of those options you said. Like, yes, this is in a way, like, this is positively reinforcing really, really poor behavior. Like, this is people's, like when I see the people, it's like, we won, and now that we won, we want this, and it has to, it can't be a mini series, it has to be a movie, and not a re-edited one, but the one that he already made, and this and I'm like,
yeah,
and it's just ridiculous to me. I'm like, this is the most insane stance to take. Like, that you're like, and I think there's an aspect of this part of fandom that is just never ever satisfied.
Oh, for sure.
They'll keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And what this has done has given them something to be like, oh, well, we can push hard enough, we can get what we want. And I'm like, dude, the artists, the companies, everyone involved, they don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. Like, is it nice to get what you want? Of course it is. But I'm like, you and I are dads. If our kids got like what they wanted all the time, like, it would suck.
Oh,
like,
yeah, there'd be bubbles.
And they wouldn't ultimately be happy. And so that's what I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to be happy, because no one's learning to adjust their expectations or to learn to be happy with what they get, or to have a different opinion and be able to move on from something. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, this is my initial thing. When I heard it was happening, when I witnessed the thing, the announcement, I was like, there's an aspect of it, and I can't help that it colors my point of view on the whole scenario, that it's like, it is setting a precedent, and it's rewarding people for being vocal, for being obnoxious, for being rude. Like, it just is. Like, that's part of this getting greenlit. It's just, and that's an inescapable fact, just as much as it's an inescapable fact that this is something that is good for Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Like, he was hired for a job. He should be able to do his job. If you've hired someone and you've vetted it, then entrust them to do their job. And then you can decide later if you want them to continue or if you want the product to change.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I mean, 'cause like, I think of like editors, I think of with writing, I think of producers, I think of, there are things in place that are supposed to tell you, hey, that's not a good idea. Hey, let's adjust this. Let's move, let's change. But this seemed just like on a whole other level. And so I'm like, yeah, like, you can't micromanage someone's vision into something after you've said, here you go for it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot, you know, I think the way the whole Justice League thing went down was rotten on so many different levels. And I don't want to get into all those layers, but it's like, you know, if BVS, if you give the keys to you gave the keys to Zack Snyder and BVS didn't perform 100% the way you wanted it to, I think they should have paused a bit on starting Justice League. And I think they did. I guess they rewrote it a little bit. They combined most of it into
one. But they had already started, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird because it went really silent. If you go back to when BVS came out in, you know, March of 2016, they were supposed to like roll tape on Justice League like that weekend. Mm-hmm. And it got silent.
You know, like, yeah, totally.
What's going on? It was kind of telling because BVS didn't, you know, it made almost $900, you know, million dollars, but like they were expecting $2 billion, you know, basically like that was the crazy talk that was going on. But I think, you know, with how it went down, I think Zack Snyder really got hosed in the end. And here's the thing, Warner Brothers should have just let him do what he did. Because it's not like the version they cobbled together lit the world on fire either. So here they are.
True.
You know, they spent more money to try to fix it because they thought they were going to fix it. And then now here we are again. They're going to add $20 to $40 million more dollars to let them do it even more. And so here's my thoughts. It could still be super polarizing. I mean, I'm excited for it. Like I'm excited for Justice League again. It's like, I feel like I have a do-over. Like, okay, I was really excited for it back then. Like I remember that was coming out and then Last Jedi. And I was like, oh dude, I'm here for freaking Justice League. That's the one I'm looking forward to. Right. And I'm kind of like, I'm in that position again. I'm like, I'm excited to see what he wanted to do. Now there's a lot of stuff I've heard he wanted to do. I'm like, I don't know if I like that. And I could hate this. This could come out and I can be like, oh man, that was a thing, you know, that was Zack Snyder's Justice League. It can be complete trash, you know? And I'll say if it is, I'll say that I didn't enjoy it because I've said the things that I don't enjoy about, you know, his movies. I didn't like Lex Luthor. I didn't like Doomsday. I didn't like Superman dying, but I did love the funeral scene because I thought it was really great. I think the music was great. I think the interactions between Bruce and Diana were great, you know? So there's a lot of like, man, there's some really great things. But I didn't like Pa Kent dying. That made no sense.
Oh, dude. You know? I rewatched that scene last night and it drove me crazy. I'm
like, what was that? Like he puts his hand out and he says, No. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna leave your mom. She's gonna be a widow now too. It's like, whoa, this is a really bad decision. I don't care about Zod's neck breaking so much because in that point, like Zod's either gonna kill people, you know, but I understand the argument of like, well, Superman finds a way. Well, good. In this movie, the way he found was, dang, I had to stop it. And but I love that it caused him pain. You know,
yeah, it meant
something.
They actually addressed it too, which I thought, I'm like, dude, I still don't like it, but I get it at least. Yeah. With Zach addressing that in the live stream and saying to the effect like that moment was a big moment for him because he's choosing to be alone. He's choosing to be the only Kryptonian and he's choosing humans over his own people at that point, which I'm like, sure, but there's so many other ways you could have done that. Like, come on, dude.
Him and Zod, we're gonna be pals. Let's be pals, man.
Let's be bros.
Come on, dude. Crypto bros.
Let's go get some crypto beer, man. And here's the thing is like,
yeah,
you can't, and that's why I'm trying to make the point, you can't separate out the artistic integrity winning and poor behavior being rewarded. Mm-hmm. It's both happening.
Yeah.
And that's what's making this like, that's what makes this just so complex is you can't separate out one from the other. Cause of course we want to be like for every person that's like, man, I'm so glad. Like I'm grateful. This is so fun. We're so excited. Look at what we were able to accomplish. Yeah. You have five other people being like, whoa, what about the air cut? What about this? And what about like, I'm just like, and oh, see, we made it. And everyone thought we were jerks, but look who's a jerk now. It's like, nope, still you.
Still jerks.
Yeah. You're still a jerk.
Yeah. And there's been jerks on both sides of it too.
Absolutely.
You know, because I think it goes on both sides, but I'll say a lot of there's people that were the Snyder Cut people. And then there was we've named them the Zaddies, the ones that are like, Zaddy can do no wrong. Like they were crazy. They were the cult. They were the Snyder cultists. They were like the ones that were all up. Anytime Warner Brothers is like, hey guys, get ready for Scoob. And they're like, release the Snyder Cut. Like, you know, like,
it's not like, even staying on topic.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, you know, God forbid you post something about anything coming out, anything. Like, hey, here's Gal Gadot. She's, you know, talking to kids that are sick. Release the Snyder Cut. That will make them better. You know, like just rude stuff, you know?
Yeah. And attacking people. Like, that's the most disgusting part of it, honestly, is like your stance shouldn't require you to attack other people.
I'm a terrible father. That's all I'll tell you. The Snyder Cut people set up. I'm like, wait, what?
That so, literally made me sick when that happened, dude. Like, I was like, guys, I want to go on record saying Justin is one of the best dads I know around here.
Nope.
And I admire him.
According to Snyder Cut.
And he was called a bad dad because.
Thank you, buddy.
What? Because you disagreed with someone about the Snyder Cut? Like, I don't even remember what it was for, but it was like their response was, you're a bad dad. And I'm like, what?
Oh, no, you're probably a bad father. Anyways, I feel bad for your kids. And I was like, whatever. And that was one of the ringleaders of this. So, and then here's like taking it back. Let's sandwich it. Today, there was some, like my buddy Garrett was like just tweeting about an experience with somebody. And she was like, this is post this thing coming out. And she's like, anybody who was against it was gaslighting them. And like, you know, they caused this. And I was just like, she was like, give me an example of someone being terrible. And I used that example. I said, I was called a bad father. And then her response to me, troll. I said, bye, troll, and blocked me. I was like, okay, so.
I don't know if people understand saying, what that term means.
Yeah, you're saying, you're coming out saying like anyone who had a response. And none of these people were doing anything. They were all pinned against the wall and they had to attack. And she's all, you know, I'll wait, prove something. I'll wait. And I said, stop waiting. Here's an actual thing, blocked. And so there's still that mentality out there, which you're right. There's a lot of this bad behavior, but here I am. I think sometimes good things can happen out of bad circumstances. You know, like in life, there can be bad things. Like right now, like we're during COVID-19, it's been crappy, right? And I'm not trying to make an equivalency of these two things, but I'm saying there's sucky stuff going on right now. But I'm like, there's some upsides in this. I'm having some more time with my family and being able to complete some projects. There's some things happening in the midst of this sucky time.
Yeah, totally.
Something good happened. So in the midst of like, it, you know, again, they're not equal comparisons, but like in the midst of these people being just buttholes online, I'm glad that Snyder's at least able to finish what, you know, he wanted to tell. Now, it could be trash. It could be great, you know, but I think it gives him, you know, I was reading the interview in the Hollywood Reporter, and it was like, it sounded like, man, this is a good time for them to like finish this story. Cause in the midst of how everything went down, you know, his daughter committed suicide. So there's like some real terrible things trying to move forward and heal. And I feel like, man, this will give them a chance to finish that story they wanted to tell. And here's the thing, besides all of the rabid fans and the people that have been terrible, and I can say they're terrible because they've been terrible to me and they've been terrible to people I know, right? And so I'm being objective. There's also a crew of people that worked really hard on this. There's people like even the actors that are super supportive, like they're excited about this, not because of the fans who've been like terrible. They're excited because they're friends with Zack Snyder. You know, dude, Jason Momoa, his career would not be here without Zack Snyder. Gal Gadot, same thing. You know, she wouldn't be Wonder Woman. You know, they'd be still doing their like weird B-movie, you know, whatever things, you know, like everyone owes a lot to him. Like, and I think they're loyal to him.
I think that's a good point.
And I think even the crew are excited to be back. You know, even Junkie XL, he's like, dude, he's here for it, right? All these people, you know, Ben Affleck put a little video thing out today. Like, there's something to be said for these people to say, I am so stoked for my friend because I think they believe in him and they believe in like what story he was telling. And I think they were all hurt by what happened to their friend, what happened to their performances, what happened to the story they were telling. And so I see when people believe in something, you know, they'll gather and they're like, hey, you know what? Like these people are going to say, whatever it takes to make this happen, let's do it. And
whatever it takes. Thanks, yeah, Avengers.
Thanks, Avengers. Whatever it takes. We're all in. Hashtag.
To the end of the line.
Endgame. Endgame. Doctor Strange is like, there's been one chance. This is it. So I think there's a lot to be said for that part. So I do feel, and I agree with you, a lot of, you know, a lot of bad people who are fans of this stuff, don't act very heroic, you know. But because of, you know, all of the circumstances, you know, Zach's gonna be able to tell his movie. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with him being able to finish his story. And I'm okay with not liking it. And I'm okay with like whatever happens past it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it definitely is a convoluted, you know, outcome. Cause there's a, you know, I don't think we've seen the tip of it. I think we've seen the bottom of it. It's going to continue on into 2021, you know. You know, why can't we get this? Okay, so if it's a, they say it could be a 4-hour movie, it could be a 6-part miniseries. Like, they don't know how it's going to be released yet. Mm-hmm. But in between there, you're right, you're going to get the people, I want to see the original cut with the wireframes, you know, because he said this is going to be a completely different thing too. So this is no longer
the, it's Snyder, not even the Snyder cut.
Yeah, this isn't the Snyder cut. This is going to be him being able to flesh out his, you know, his ideas. So we're probably going to get like,
do you think you he's going to change Beck, stuff?
John Jones. Oh yeah, and
he's
going to
change stuff from what he originally like wanted.
Maybe.
Or do you think he's going to stick to the original idea? Because now, like, he has time to be like, oh, maybe I should change that.
Well, he's got $40 million, and they were talking about like, hey, a lot of the effects houses kept all their renderings and stuff, so like, there's money that's not going to get spent, and so I don't know if actors are going to come in and do some reshooty things. Cause that's another stuff. He was posting stuff about a month or two ago. Like, hey, you can win, you know, a walk-on shot and some reshoots. We're like, what are you talking about? Like, he was already putting that stuff out there. So yeah, like something, totally. Like there's something going on. So anyways, man, I don't know. So like, let's transition to that. Like, what's next?
Yeah.
So to me, it sounds like he's going to add some different things. I mean, since 2017, I'm sure he's thought of some, oh, and it would be cool, you know? And who knows? Is he going to tie a bow on this? Or is this going to like, and then this is my question. What can happen? You know, because it feels like this DC Films universe, it's not like it's closed. It's still going on. Like, Wonder Woman is still obviously the same Wonder Woman we met in BVS. Aquaman is still the same Aquaman we saw in BVS and Justice League, right?
Yeah. You know,
Flash movie's supposed to come out. Who knows if it's Ezra Miller? Probably not. I don't know.
Who knows at this point? That's the thing with like what's coming next is like, well, this, it was already who knows. And now I feel with this announcement is like, who the hell knows? Like,
Who knows in the sense of like, everything's on the table now. Like, so
like, do they continue in this specific storyline and the other ones that they're doing? Like,
yeah. Well,
where do those diverge?
I don't feel like the door's been closed though. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like solo movies are solo movies, but they all exist.
Shazam kept the door open.
Oh, Shazam kept the door open and winked at all the things. Like, I've got a batarang and Superman meets him at the end. You know, it wasn't, you know, Cavill's face and all, but like, that's Superman from this world.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how you feel about that, homeboy showed up. Right.
It's there.
You know, Birds of Prey, that's Harley Quinn. That was in Suicide Squad. That was, you know, rescued by Batman, who's been in just like, so those characters are tethered together. Right.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the, what do you think about the rumors for the next movies then? Like something like Black Adam, where it's like, what if Superman was in that?
Well, there's rumors. Like, what they've said about Black Adam, it's supposed to take place like in the past with JSA stuff, like Hawkman. There's no Superman mentions, but
interesting. Okay.
It's been, haven't you heard those things? Like, those are kind of, again, those aren't like confirmed things, but those are like in trades.
Okay.
Yeah. So trades are typically like on point, but I know that through years and years and years, The Rock and Henry Cavill have like, oh dude, Black Adam and Superman have to go at it. And they both have the same manager.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So who knows, you know,
so again, fascinating.
It's all conjecture, but like there's a couple things. I feel like Henry Cavill is going to be able to come back as Superman, not because he was on this thing, but a lot of the post show stuff yesterday, like his manager was posting stuff. Oh, he looks really good. You know, a lot of wink, winky stuff.
Well, and he said something to the effect of like, I still have the cape in the closet or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this could have been a way to like, you know what? People love Henry Cavill as Superman. We're like, why do we need to recast Superman? You know?
Mm.
And so there's that. The biggest one the biggest weird thing is just Matt Reeves, the Batman.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. I really don't think Ben Affleck's coming back to be Batman, like in more movies and things like that. I've already seen some of that type of stuff online. Well, maybe Ben Affleck will make his movie now. Like, no, he's not going to make his movie, guys.
I feel like that ship has sailed.
But at the same time,
who knows?
Who knows? But at the same time, I don't want to say he's not going to make it.
Because, we said the same thing when the release of Snyder Cut, petition first came out. Like, we talked about it on the show. We're like, guys, they're not going to do it.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Things don't have to make sense anymore.
Yeah. With the caveat of, I want to see it. I don't think it's coming out for 20 years, right? It's going to be like a Superman 2 type of situation. But here it is, man. So let's talk about a potential. What happens? This thing comes out on HBO Go, Max, whatever. They get a buttload of subscribers. People are like, oh, I want to watch this. And then people are like, oh, man, this is incredibly great. Like, they have amazing, streaming viewership. I don't know how that works. Do they green light?
Justice League Season 2.
Yeah,
Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Zack Snyder's Justice League.
It's actually Zack Snyder's Justice League 2.
2. It's giant 2. Too fast. Just Zack Snyder's Too Fast, Too Furious. what happens there? Or does this just this is a one-off, Elseworlds type of thing? What does it mean?
I think.
What do you think?
I think if we stay on the track of artistic integrity, I say, let it be the one thing, and let him tell his story and wrap it up. Try to cash in on it. Don't try to stretch it out for the sake of money. That being said, if you go to the other side where it comes to a business decision, if it goes well, then why not? Why wouldn't they do more of these?
Yeah. Because a lot of the stuff was interesting he was talking about in the Superman stuff it'd be cool to explore those things. Almost like, are you planning on doing Man of Steel 2? Is that a thing that you're thinking about?
We planted the seeds for Supergirl and this other stuff.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't he didn't confirm it, but he's like, that could be a thing. That's an interesting take, there's a lot of those types of things. Looking, through social media, people reacting. So you got Joe Manganiello, who Deathstroke, right? Mm-hmm. One of the threads never followed up on was him being in the Batman movie. I still remember when Ben Affleck said, oh, look at this little footage.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Remember that? That was so cool. Yeah. And so...
And I still really liked the end credit scene we got, but apparently...
Yeah. And that was I think that was a Snyder end.
Apparently it wasn't, if I'm correct, based on his tweets.
I thought that was a Snyder end credit thing, but he said original was this. I said a bat, and it had the swords, and then it had a skull. So I took that as, did Deathstroke kill Batman at the end in the end credits? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I did not take weird, it that way.
Because he had a skull, which usually means death. He had a bat and a sword. So it said bat, swords, skull, or maybe it was them going in the battle, who knows.
But that's not what I didn't think that at
hopefully
all.
We get that,
but he was saying something about the original end credit scene.
That's what he said. So the original end credit scene was that. So does that mean they battled? Did that mean he cut off his head? Who knows
Yeah.
But see, that's the type of stuff that excites me, because I'm like, dang, dude, I'd love to see
Batman's some of that head cut off.
No, just I would like to see Joe Manganiello as freaking Deathstroke, because some of the cooler stuff was during that time when Justice League came out, he's rocking a Legion of Doom shirt in that same font, oh, dude, is there plans? There was some of those rumors that Black Manta is going to be part of Justice League, there was going to be, of the Injustice gang and stuff. Those were rumors.
That would be cool. But I just don't see how that makes sense after you have Darkseid as your villain. Everything else is going to be a step down. So it's you don't need the whole Justice League for that.
Yeah, but I think so. I think that's, no one's done that. No one's done Injustice League. Everyone's straight up adversaries joining a team together. No one's done that in any of these movies. Right? True. There hasn't been a Red Skull teaming up with Dr. Octopus, teaming up with
No, whoever. It's always been the one.
Yeah, villain. It's like one villain. So I think that would be a cool thing. Again, and here's the thing. I'm a huge fan. I just love these. I love comics, and I want to see comics on the film. I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, but who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what doors opened up by this? You know, there Dude. Could be, yeah. You know, maybe Batman does die, or maybe they just recast Batman. But, or here's the thing that's like probably not going to happen. Matt Reeves Batman happens, its own little pocket thing. It's like kind of like Joker, existing in its own little world. You know, it's very much his world, his story. I think people can compartmentalize, like, okay, there's these movies that kind of exist on their own. Mm-hmm. And then we do have this like Ben Affleck Batman, who's a part of the Justice League, who's in that world. And, you know, maybe they recast him. Maybe he's like, yeah, I'll show up here and there. Why not? I don't know. You know, it sounds crazy. I don't 100%.
Who knows, dude? Who knows? He's in a very different place than he was.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he's kind of went on record. Yeah, I'm done with that part of my life, you know. But who knows? It's a big who knows question mark. But I definitely would. I wouldn't mind. How is this? I wouldn't mind seeing some of this stuff moving forward get explored. Because of this, Wonder Woman is still working. You know, well, we haven't seen her second movie yet, but
yeah, we'll see.
You know, looks really cool. Aquaman made $1 billion freaking dollars, dude. You know, like obviously he connected and resonated with people. As much as that movie is goofy in a lot of different ways, still, you can't bat an eye at $1 billion. And it's Suicide true. Squad made a whole ton of cash, even though it got terrible reviews. The only movies that kind of like didn't make a lot of cash, surprisingly, was Birds of Prey, which I thought was gonna like blow up, you know.
Yeah me too.
Yeah, and then Shazam, but people seem to like Shazam on video, like, so that's been good. And they're making sequels to Shazam, so I feel like the DC universe is still, you know, it's viable, obviously. And I think AT&T sees that, like, mm-hmm. if you got these passionate people like still wanting this movie, like, why aren't we doing something about it? I think they see the IP as something that's worth exploring, and maybe they're willing to take some chances. And you still have Walter Hamada, who's like, it's not as big as a loss if you don't throw that much dollars at it, you know? And I think that's why we're getting Shazam.
Totally.
So sorry, that was a lot. I just have a lot of thoughts, and they may not all be 100% clear. I'm just kind of open-handed with it now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to see it. I would love for it to be successful. I hope that Snyder can make some tweaks to anything that was weird, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll make some sense of the nightmare sequence, which I like, but it's weird as heck. Is Lois the key? Maybe.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah. So I'm here for it, dude. And I'm actually really excited about it. I'm more excited for this, and this isn't a slam, and people will take it that way. I am more excited about this now than the Batman.
Wow. You were really excited for the Batman.
I haven't been excited for the Batman. There's nothing about the Batman that I've been excited about. I don't like the suit. Don't like the suit. Don't like the car. Like, there hasn't anything in the aesthetics that I've seen hasn't made me like, like, you know, I don't like the suit. I was like, that just doesn't excite me.
Yeah, you know? It was interesting for sure.
Yeah, and the car, I just, you know, like, it looks cool, but it's not like, it's cool because it's a Batmobile. It looks like a cool, like, Mad Max looking muscle car. Doesn't look like a Batmobile to me. And yeah. And this isn't a slam. It's just like where I'm at. I'm like, I'm just not that excited. But I'm way more excited for the Suicide Squad than I am for the Batman. Hmm. You know, yeah. Just like, dude, James Gunn doing the Suicide Squad and all the people involved in it. I think it's going to be a banana sting. I can't wait to see a trailer. But I'm like, oh shoot. Now I'm looking forward to the Justice League on HBO Max. So really excited for that. And I hope it satisfies me and doesn't disappoint me a second time. So as far as, yeah, so I'm going to rate this news. The Snyder Cut happening for me is a gotta go. Boom. Matt.
Oh man. It's a go for me, man.
Yeah. And that's okay, dude.
It's like, wow. I'm not. And hey, I commit to rewatching Man of Steel and the extended cut of
BVS.
BVS.
Have you not watched the extended cut of BVS yet? You haven't watched it?
I'm saying based on what I've seen. I'm just going based on what I've seen, man. And it doesn't make me overly excited to see his vision because I don't know if that was quite in line with what I was feeling.
Yeah.
And couple that with like the bad behavior being rewarded in a way. I know not completely. It's just, it's a wait and see kind of situation for me. I'm not, I said this in a conversation the other day, like I'm not excited. I'm not shocked, but I'm like really fascinated by the whole scenario and I'm interested to watch it unfold.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's definitely fascinating. Like they need to do a documentary on this thing, dude. Yeah, there's still a lot of weird things that went down, you know, that are kind of being skirted over. I think in the midst of celebration, there's a lot of other things like, that was some stuff y'all didn't talk about, but
for sure.
I do commend Zack Snyder on being respectful during this time. There's been a lot of stuff where I'm like, you're feeding the fire, bro. Like, but he never said a bad word about, you know, Warner Brothers. He's just going, hey, I mean, I've got a cut. It's here. It's ready. Like, let me know. You know, he kind of.
For sure.
I think he played both sides of the field, but he did it in a way that was like, he didn't badmouth anybody. He just showed a lot of, hey, here's some pictures of like what Darkseid would have looked like. Here's the guy who was going to do his voice. And then, you know, this is Ryan Choi was in it. The Atom was in this movie. And then. John Jones was here, which that's the news. I'm like, dude, Swanbeck cannot be John Jones. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed at him. Like, wait, when Doomsday was beating my face in, you didn't come and try to help?
Dude.
Come on, John Jones. He was like, oh dang, dude, that guy's like, you literally watched you sent a missile into me. When I was fighting, when I took Doomsday into space, you shot a missile at me.
Oh man.
You were in the room. You could have jumped out and phased it.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, then you have that scene like, hey man, we didn't talk about that day. You're lucky I came back. You're lucky I'm back alive. You know what I'm saying? Lucky.
Yeah, it's just his version of some of the characters. I just don't know if they're the ones I want. So, I mean, that's kind of what I meant.
I'm not a fan of the Flash.
You know, it's not as much as I want, but also haven't had Flash in a movie. And so I'm like, well. It's his vision for it. So it's like, okay, it's not my preference, but yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Cool. All right, man. So overall, I say it's a gotta go. Matt says it's a go, which has probably been one of our biggest discrepancies in our relationship. I know,
usually we're pretty close.
We're pretty on point. That's okay.
About Wally West and Barry Allen.
Oh yeah. Not,
like, usually pretty close to what we think.
There you go. Maybe Wally West will show up in Justice League. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Zack Snyder's.
Zack Snyder Justice.
They just need to do a new show called Zack Snyder's, and it's like it's his spin on things, like those commercials. Zack Snyder's friends were like,
yes,
Rachel just kills Monica.
Zack Snyder's, she's Sesame like Street.
She's all, you can't have Ross. She's all, but he's my brother. Snaps his neck, and she's like, no. And they're like, well, you know, Rachel. Rachel made a decision to just be alone in that apartment. She had to make that call. Then Ross is so like, funny, yeah. I don't know. As long as Ross dies, I'm good. Ross sucks, dude. It's like Monkey just eats him. Like, no, it's Marcel. He ate him. Zack Snyder's friends. Okay. I'm going off the rails. All right. Matt, how can people get in contact with you? They can say, hey, Matt, I feel like you've been gaslighting fandom for 3 years.
I'm
really upset. You're a bad dad and you're a troll. You're a bad troll dad.
At Matt Ritchie on Twitter. Here we go.
You can find me on Twitter at J_Rocca. I would love to engage with you in a nice civil manner. We can talk about a lot of things. I'm a nice guy. I love my kids. Just saying. You can find the show at Let's Go Comic Show on Twitter and Instagram. You can go to website at www.letsgopodcast.com where you can listen to this show and Let's Go Podcast, where there's two new episodes you can listen to on there.
Hey,
some fun little things we talked about on there.
Yeah.
Me and Mr. Kelly. And then while you're at the website, check out some articles. We got some good stuff going on there. You know, a lot of, like every day there's either news coming out, got reviews, We got like just kind of thought pieces. What do they call it? Thought pieces, think pieces. Just stuff going on. So go over there and click on
you
it. And in Fridays.
So I think either one works.
Yeah. And in Fridays, there's always, I just want to plug some stuff. Fridays, Pud is always putting out a nice little, a recommendation of the suds of beer, you know, and he pairs it with like a movie or a comic or something. So it's pretty cool. Check those out if you haven't. Those are on Friday. So just click on the little beer tab. Beer, and you can see that. But please follow us on the social media. That would be great. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. Leave us a review. Leave us a positive comment on the show. And what are we going to do, Matt? What are we going to do if people do that?
Apparently, we're going to make a song out of it.
Oh, Matt is excited. We're going to make a song, dude. Your review will be a song. And I'm so excited for it. I'm here for it. We're going to make that happen. It's going to be great. And you can save that. We'll even send you a nice version. And you can download it and make it your ringtone. So there you go. Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, that being said, my name is Justin.
I'm Matt.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Release the Snyder Cut. Zack Snyder's Let's Go Comic Show.